listening. We now discuss the importance of listening in the corporate world. When we talk of listening as an activity, it is a mental activity. What do we mean by this? It means that we ideally need to be an active listener whereby we focus, we absorb and retain. When I say we absorb and retain, that means we have heard. What is the context here? We talk of the various aspects of listening, the various stages of listening as a process. What is the importance of being an effective listener? Successful people are not only good orators, but also active listeners. After studying this chapter, we should be able to discuss these various aspects. Listening, is it an art and science? Factors affecting good listening. 4 stages in the process of listening. How to be a good listener or an effective listener. How will you ensure you are being listened to? Barriers to effective listening and strategies to remove these barriers. So we go in an orderly manner right from the start till we get effective ways and means to remove the barriers as far as listening as an activity is concerned. More attention is usually paid to making people better speakers or writers, the supply side of the communication chain, rather than on making them better listeners or readers, the demand side. I guess the focus is so much on what the person is saying rather than am I actually listening. Now, why is the focus so much on the speaker? I guess it is probably because what information is the speaker giving? But along with what information is the speaker giving, it is very important to know that we are focused while the speaker is giving instructions, discussing, putting forward points, discussing effective strategies, all these aspects. But I guess one is really never trained to be an effective listener. It has to come with a lot of focus and dedication to be an active listener, depending on whatever you are doing. The most direct way to improve communication is by learning to listen more effectively. So we have to come up with ways and means to be an effective listener. It is said that one very important aspect to be an effective listener is that you have to keep reminding yourself that you need to be focused. You need to tell yourself that at present you are at work and you need to listen to the instructions given by people at top management. At present you are discussing an important issue and that needs to be looked into and nothing else. So I guess a lot to do with our own behavior. Of course, when we talk of effective listening, how much are you comprehending? What do we mean by comprehending? How much am I actually understanding when directions are put forward to me? How much am I actually being able to absorb or take in whatever is told to me? Now that again depends on the speaker as well as the listener. Are they both on the same page? It's like two people can have very different perspectives on the same topic. So are they both at the same level? Is the thinking process more or less similar? And also, we need to be free of our biases, prejudices, our thought processes which boggle down our minds. That means somewhere thought processes which drain us. Because this all keeps you away from being an active listener. When we talk of listening as an art and a science, what is the focus on? We start first with hearing. Hearing just means listening enough to catch what the speaker is saying. For example, say you were listening to a report on zebra and the speaker mentioned that no two are alike. If you can repeat the fact, then you have heard what has been said. Or let's discuss one aspect. Probably your director has given you instructions as to what are the immediate steps to be taken to resolve a crisis. After all the steps are put forward, after major discussion, if you are probably told to paraphrase, that means you need to put it in your own words but in a concise manner. If you do so, it means that you have heard. Now, when we say the concept of hearing, the word hearing, it means that you've been able to absorb and retain, because only you can repeat if you've retained something. So it is extremely important and crucial for being able to retain. So when we talk of hearing, it is not at a superficial level. That means it is not at a level whereby you take in from one ear and it's out. It is at a level where you have absorbed. Judging. When you talk of judging, ideally when we talk of listening, it has four steps: hearing, interpretation, evaluation, response. So we take understanding. Next part of listening happens when you take what you have heard and understand it in your own way. So ideally, after hearing, you come to understanding. So the next part of listening happens when you take what you have heard and understand it in your own way. That means you are interpreting it as per your thought process. It also means when you interpret a discussion, a talk, an issue, a crisis, you will interpret it to a great extent based on your past experiences, maybe your immediate surroundings, your thought process based on what you have done so far in life in terms of academics, in terms of your exposure to work, in terms of probably who are the people you are interacting with. Because we make great attempts to shape ourselves as per the people whom we see in our day-to-day lives and get motivated by. So when we talk of understanding, let's go back to that report on zebras. When you hear that no two are alike, think about what that might mean. You might think maybe this means that the pattern of stripes in each one is different. So the thought process goes ahead. So after you hear, generally it doesn't come at a halt. It goes ahead in terms of the process. Judging. Are you sure you understand what the speaker has said? Think about whether it makes sense or not. Do you believe what you've heard? So when you judge, somewhere you are evaluating. And when you evaluate, you have your own views. You may have rigid views, you may have flexible views, you may agree to disagree, or you may just go by the plain thought that these aspects are a matter of individualistic thought process. What you think and I think may not be the same. How could the stripes to be different for every zebra? So that question comes, how is it possible? So you're evaluating. Whereas the person opposite you says, of course, it is different. I definitely know so. I've read of it. I've heard of it. Now, but then again, the fingerprints are different for every person. So when you evaluate, you will justify what you evaluate. And when you justify what you evaluate, then you will respond. When we say that you justify what you evaluate and then you will respond, it means that your answer will be based on what you finally as an individual will evaluate. I think this seems believable. So you will say, okay, I kind of agree. Since each person has a different fingerprint, the same could be for this animal, zebra. Listening, an art and a science. When we talk of art of listening, learn how to develop your listening skills. I guess one of the most important aspects in terms of learning how to develop listening skills should be that you're very much focused and in the present moment. Now, when you're focused and in the present moment, it means that you're giving full attention to what is being taught. When you're giving 100% attention to what is being told, even then you may miss out on a few points here and there. But it also means that you are absolutely in the present moment and willing to focus and be an active listener. There is one quote, learn to listen and listen to learn. So ideally, when we talk of listening as an activity, to a great extent, it is about the patience we have in us as individuals. To a great extent, it is etiquette that we let the opposite person complete. When I say etiquette, manners. It is manners that you let the opposite person complete. It is very important that we do not interrupt, no matter how crucial it may be to that situation. That means I have to have the patience, I have to have the willingness to listen till the person finishes. In 2014, The Art of Listening is a Lost Art, a magazine article published as back in 1960s, notes how people in conversations are often not good listeners. It indicates that people keep talking when they should be listening. When they do have a chance to listen, their thoughts are elsewhere. So this is not being in the present moment. And perhaps even thinking of what they will say next. This happens probably to an extent when, say, you're getting instructions from people at top management. You're too worried as to how you will complete a task. Or you've gone for an interview and you're worried as to what the next question will be. So, ideally, you're not focused. With all our communication advances, it is something we may have neglected over the last 54 years. Learning the art of listening is vital for successful managers. How do we engage in dialogue? How do we engage in effective interaction? Through the art of listening. If both the people or both the groups or a person talking to his team, if all of them have the willingness, the ability to be patient, the attitude whereby we need to let the opposite person finish whatever he's going to say, then it ideally makes a lot of sense. To be a great speaker, you need to be a great listener. For your message to reach the ears of those who you speak to, you need to know what they want to hear. Everyone has a job to be done. You will only find out what that is by listening to what your audience is saying prior to preparing your speech. Now, if you're an effective orator, that means you also have the skills, or you should have the skills, of being an active listener. When we talk ideally of convincing or being persuasive, it is very important to say what the other person wishes to hear. Now, why will a person also want to hear you? Probably various reasons to it. Few of the aspects. One aspect could be that you ideally have that skill to communicate and make the person an active listener. Another aspect should be your level of enthusiasm. The third aspect as to how updated you are with all the information. The fourth aspect as to how effective you are with important words. That means saying what the other person wishes to hear. Listening is defined as applying oneself to hearing something. In verbal communication, it is to hear while giving attention to what is being said. Now, while a person is speaking, a lot of our attention would also be on the person's non-verbal communication, like eye contact, gestures, posture, maybe how the person is seated, right? So what we are focusing on, it'll be on both verbal as well as non-verbal. It is an ability that can be cultivated and practiced into a skill. That means gradually you can change this to a skill. When you talk of listening, it is a skill. When we talk of listening as an activity, that skill ideally requires to be one, sorry, that skill requires one to be patient. From this standpoint, it can be viewed as an art. Our listening efficiency can be affected by numerous factors. How much we have on our minds, recently hearing distressing event in the market or office, and even culture can affect our listening efficiency. Now, what is there on your mind? It ideally keeps you in the present, or it may just keep you in the past or the future. So, when we talk of listening as an activity, you first need to understand that you have to be ideally only in the present moment. Something which is disturbing in terms of news, something which has probably happened and is upsetting, or an event which can ideally be a turning point in your life, such as maybe the ability to cope up with the death of a loved one, or maybe you probably have just lost your job after working there for 5 years and you've gone for an interview. So your mind is boggled with thoughts. So you ideally realize that instead of focusing on the interview, you're so stressed as to will you get that job or not. So your listening skills are affected. So we need to understand all these aspects. When we talk of culture, maybe the accent matters. We say today, some other people who have an accent will say today. So there's a difference in the accent. Both are spelled as T-O-D-A-Y. It's just a pronunciation based on Western or Indian cultures, which is bound to happen. So that can affect your skill, listening skill. You will say today, whereas actually it means today, which is T-O-D-A-Y. So another person will wonder, to die means T-O and D-I-E. So why that concept, right? So you're misunderstanding. Probably because you're not able to yet take in that kind of an accent. You're not able to understand that there's such a difference in the accent. Like, I'm going out today and I'm going out to die. So that difference in accent. Now, while in reality, as per one study, managers and all organizations spend their time in terms of effective communication as follows. Writing 9%. Of course, today a lot of time is spent via email, a lot of time spent by just probably faxing a document. So you're talking of writing. Reading 16%, speaking 30%, and balance 45% in listening. So even when we compare these ratios, 45 is the highest, which goes for listening as an activity. The higher your position in the organization, the greater is your listening responsibility. Effective listening, or science of listening, is knowing the difference between what is said, what is heard, and what is meant. How do we differentiate these three things? What is said? You've heard it, but did you understand the meaning the way I want to put it forward to you? That is what we say when we say what is meant. That means, are we on the same page, or are we having varied thoughts? So what is said? If what is said is heard, then ideally one will say it'll go to the next stage as to what is meant will be understood. Effective listening involves four stages. Sensing. The sense of hearing is being employed to take in the message. When we talk of listening, it is through our senses. When we are listening, it focuses on the words. Words can be emotions, feelings, thought process. It focuses on visual, because I'm seeing the person talking. Even if I'm talking to a person via telephone, the tone will be visualized by me as to how or what the person is trying to convey through his tone. When we are talking of telephonic conversation, the tone says a lot. Hi, how are you doing? That sounds enthusiastic. Hi, how are you? So that sounds dull. So we are visualizing when a person is talking to us. So it is through our senses. Our minds have the ability to listen 4 times faster than a person can talk. That means actually we as individuals have great potential and capacity to be active listener. The very fact that our minds have the ability to listen 4 times faster than a person can talk, that means we need to understand that we are capable of absorbing a lot. One challenge to effective listening would be focusing our minds on hearing what is said rather than the several other things going on in our lives at that given moment. Now, this sounds very easy to say, right? That, look, there may be lots of things going on in your mind, but let's get focused. It may be easy for me to say this. What do you really need to do? You have to remind yourself. You have to snap. You have to tell yourself, look, I'm here in class, I need to focus. Look, I'm at work, I need to focus. I need to tell myself again and again, come back to the present moment. It's very simple. The past has passed. The future is shaped by your present. As much as we say, we all know that our future is always shaped by our present. So, what is said rather than the several other things going on in our lives? So, I only need to be with the person, with the discussion, with the conversation. Everything else aside. To improve the skill, look directly at the person talking. As you hear the word said, you also start reading the body language, right? Body language. So eye contact is body language. With advancement in the art, you will be able to notice even more subtle body language, such as pupil movement. So when I say listen for tone and intonation, what are we focusing on? Intonation is the pitch. So for example, when you're emotional, your pitch will be different. Hi, I'm really stressed. The pitch when you're angry. What's happening? So, rude. Higher pitch, right? So we need to understand that, see, if I'm asking a question, then the focus on certain words. So when we talk of listening as an activity, we also need to focus on the words whereby the opposite person has put stress on certain words. The pitch, which probably goes down when you're expressing only emotions about an event which has really changed your life and you're finding it difficult to cope. So those aspects need to be looked into. And gradually, once you develop that skill, you will be able to notice even body language of another person, which is very subtle. That means you only if you're a skilled person, you will realize what the person is trying to convey through effective body language. Sensing. If you're taking part in public speaking, your audience will face the same challenge you do with the art of listening. Understanding this will be an aid to developing and improving your public speaking skills. That means, why or what kind of a challenge will your audience face? Say, if you have to speak in front of 500 people, well, it may be a challenge to you or it may not be a challenge to you. Depends on what your thought process is, depends on your comfort level, depends on how often have you been doing this, depends on your ability to handle a large audience, depends on your confidence. So lot of aspects when we talk of this. But yes, listening is one challenge for a large audience. Especially when it's one-way communication, we need to understand that listening ideally can be a bigger challenge, because when it's one-way communication, you are conveying a message to a larger audience, a heterogeneous population, people with varied mindset, ideas, attitudes. But you really will not be having the time or the inclination to know whether they have heard you or not. If you can repeat the speaker's words, you have heard the message. This stage may fail if there is a great deal of noise. See, right now, while we are speaking, if there is loud music in the background, it may be difficult for you to absorb since there is a lot of chaos or noise in the background. If the listener is occupied in some other activity, unfavorable psychological environment, Very often the environment may not be conducive. Various reasons to it. Why will an environment not be conducive? Probably the environment is very chaotic. There's too much of hustle bustle in the office, for example. You realize that people are just too engrossed in work. Nobody has a time to talk to anybody. At the same time, there's too much of work pressure. At the same time, they missed out on deadlines. At the same time, various aspects have to be done, or various activities have to be done, and they have not been able to complete it. So all those aspects. Understanding means processing and interpreting of the message. Rather than thinking what you're going to say next, try to think of what is being said from the standpoint of the communicator. Think of yourself as the advocate, and your purpose is to help everyone understand what the speaker is trying to communicate. If the listener fails to interpret correctly the words heard, the message is misunderstood. Now, what do we mean by this? How will I make an audience understand? Or even if I have to make one person understand, how will that happen? I put forward my message with clarity. I have clarity of thought in my mind. When I have clarity of thought in my mind, I'm putting it forward in the simplest of words. When I put it forward in the simplest of words, it gets easier for the listener to be focused. It can get easier for the listener to come back to the present moment. And as discussed in the previous slides, appropriate eye contact can make both the listener and speaker more focused. This happens because of varying levels of knowledge. Yes, someone who has 20 years work experience as compared to someone who has 2 years work experience. Vocabulary, the kind of words said, experience, attitude, how you think, feel, behave, cultural differences, definitely. Such failure occurs often because the listener has not paid attention towards the speaker's non-verbal communication through body language. It is said that non-verbal communication conveys more than verbal communication. So this listener should give more attention and focus to non-verbal communication too. Then ideally the message can be picked up effectively. Now, when we talk of evaluating, some have developed their knowledge and assessment skills beyond that of many others and built successful careers. That means when I talk of evaluation ideally should be based on the situation. Some situations require to be overtly logical, overtly rational. Some situations require you to have a balance between rationality and your emotions. So where are you having a balance in terms of your evaluation? Sometimes evaluation is based on your prejudices or biases, if you're anti or against. So that ideally changes your thought process. That may not really let you do something since it's an obstacle or a hindrance. For me personally, when they bring a bit of information to me, I take heed. That means even if someone gets 2 points, I should ideally let the person explain those 2 points, encourage or probably motivate the person to speak more, to think more, to get more innovative and creative. I cannot tell how many times mishaps expenses have been saved because of listening to their input. That means very often a crisis has been averted, or expenses, money has been saved. That means various situations whereby it has led to cost cutting. So we need to understand that these aspects lead to changes for the better. And when they lead to changes for the better, it ideally gives better output or results. For future public speaking jobs, it is vital for you not only to learn about your audience, but you need to practice the art of listening to them. Find out what floats their boats. Find out how best to reach them. Find out what can really convince a person. You know, when we talk of even convincing in terms of being an effective listener, of course, what you speak, how you speak, what information are you giving, all that is crucial. But what else? The persuasive appeal. It's called ethos, logos, pathos, whereby you convince at an ethical level, emotional level and at a rational level. When we talk of logos, logical. So ethical level, emotional level, logical level. These ideally are persuasive appeals. Aristotle defined these terms, Aristotle the philosopher. So when we talk of convincing, these aspects need to be looked into. Or if you happen to listen to a sales talk, you may believe or not believe in benefits being claimed by the salesperson. Your judgment to buy or not to buy is a crucial part of the listening process. Responding. Response is acting on the message. You will benefit little if you do not act on the direction or advice. That means whatever advice is given to you, you have been shown a path which you refuse to follow. Maybe you feel that is incorrect in terms of the advice given. Maybe you feel you have a better thought process which may or may not create confusion. So you are somewhere stopping yourself. It's a hindrance. It's a barrier. The barrier is due to various reasons. Could be an ego issue. Could be just not willing to listen to the concerned person. Could probably make you feel that you know the best. So various reasons. A simple credo in this regard. There are three things a true professional does not do when being given counsel or advice. Three things a professional does not do. Justify, minimize, or shift the blame. When I say justify, what do you justify? When ideally you are being given advice by somebody, you do not justify saying, look, I don't need advice, I know it all, I can resolve it. You have to be a patient listener. You do not, you know, probably cut off the person, let's keep the conversation short, let's just discuss work, and ideally shift the blame, because this all means you are not an active listener. Reasonableness is the art of listening. It dictates that there is always more to learn on a subject. Be flexible, be reasonable, whereby you're willing to take in as much as you can in terms of information. This response allows speaker to know whether the message was correctly delivered and communication was successful. If your public speaking is reasonable, it'll be easy for the audience to be reasonable in listening to you. If you are speaking in a manner whereby your sole purpose is that you want to reach out to the audience, then ideally your audience will be an active listener or active listeners. Responding. Not only will improved communication help your relationships, it'll help your bottom line. That means you need to understand any aspect. If you are ideally communicating effectively, any aspect of communication, whether it's at ground level or whether it's at a level whereby it's reached to negotiation skills, there will be a positive outcome. What is the foundation of the information age? Is it not communicating information? Improvement in listening to the wants and needs of customers will increase the ability to meet and satisfy these needs, thereby increasing sales volumes. More importantly, however, it will enrich your life. How many problems could be solved if we practice good communication? Now, take this case. It's also about how you respond. See, for example, if some opinion is given to you and it does not go well with you, how you respond or react is very important. We've heard of the 90-10 principle. 10% of life is what happens to you. 90% is how you react. So how you react is a very crucial aspect. So especially when you're talking of effective communication, responding or reacting appropriately is one crucial aspect. Do you react in a patient manner? Do you react peaceful? Or do you get out of control? Do you get aggressive? So responding to with words along with tone can convey a lot.